This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Again, the president is probably the most economically sophisticated president we've had in 100 years, maybe ever. He has a view on rates, and he makes them known, just like Senator Warren makes hers known.
Well, that was Scott Bessent with some high praise for President Trump. But sadly, I think the Secretary of the Treasury is incorrect there. Because something has died.
Oh, something died? What happened?
Fiscal conservatism is dead.
It's dead?
It's dead. It's so dead.
It's about time.
I know. Democrats love to spend.
Yeah, let's go.
You guys are. As AOC said, debt doesn't matter. It's made up. Let's keep spending trillions
of
dollars.
On programs that help people. Yeah.
Yes,
what else?
And you like spending on programs that help people. And there used to be one day I will be sitting with not my grandkids, but someone else's grandkids.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have any kids.
Guess you could.
One day I'll
take
be sitting with
grandkids.
Someone else's grandkids, and I'll be like, Shoni, when I was your age, we had fiscal conservatives. And then they died. They all died. But the thing is, the bill, formerly known as the One Big Beautiful, it's a spending bill that's going to add trillions and trillions of dollars to our debt, right? Do you know what's really interesting for all the performative, scammy, hypocritical shenanigans of Doge? And I say this as someone who also says that Democrats love spending. We've established that, right? Both Republicans and Democrats love spending, so I don't like either of them. But all of that, do you know what we spend more on each year? More than defense. More than Medicare. Do you know what costs us the most each year?
Well, I thought it was Medicare. Or I thought it was defense.
Right, one of the two?
Yeah.
Interest on our debt.
Oh, yeah.
Costs us more.
Yeah.
The interest on our debt costs us more each year than defense and more than Medicare, or as I say, defense. It costs us more than defense. And so this bill, which does increase the debt by trillions of dollars, is only going to push us further in the wrong direction. As Megan McArdle wrote, she did an op-ed in the Washington Post, and she is fairly conservative, but she said it's a fake tax cut because to spend is to tax. You will have to pay the piper. We're going to have to do that. And some of the tax cuts, this was an interesting point, Ron. Some of the tax cuts that we extended, or you know, the bill extended in the Big Beautiful Bill, were tax cuts that were supposed to sunset. But the thing is, Donald Trump's second term happened 4 years later than they were hoping, right? Like,
right.
He didn't win. He didn't serve consecutive terms, which means all of these temporary tax cuts that were supposed to sunset can't sunset now because they were supposed to sunset with the other guy, not with Trump. Because people don't like when their benefits go away or when their tax cuts go away. So he had to continue them. So again, that's really all I had to say is just everybody likes to spend now. Everybody's spending. Everyone's driving up the debt.
There are a handful of people that are still on it and always on it, like the Rand Paul types. This is always going to be his thing, which I at least appreciate that from him, that he's consistent. You know, he doesn't switch from party to party. Doesn't matter who's in office. He's still talking about stuff like that. So
if you don't like, yeah, if you don't like spending, one a conservative expert said you should be devastated by this bill. It's a big old bill and it spends. And so, yeah, but again, like I said, I don't say that as because I know people may think, oh, the Democrats could be worse. They probably will be. They probably want to spend more, expand government programs. But my point is, if you are an old school fiscal conservative, you are alone on a sad little island with me. You're on the island with me. And we're just banging coconuts together.
You know, it's about time somebody put you on an island. It's been a big help for me.
Yeah. I will somehow rig a radio out of a coconut.
No, you won't.
And be like, she's calling
you have,
in.
You have no technical skills whatsoever.
I'll tell you what, though. I would be the first to die on an island, but I would have a beautiful poem about how we died.
Yeah, and who's going to find it?
Everyone else who did something and lived, probably.
Uh-huh.
Like, somehow everyone lived except for me. I just gave up right away.
If there were 10 of you on an island, yeah. You and 9 other people,
yeah.
Do you think you'd be the first one gone?
Probably. Someone asked me, how far back could you go and still, like, stay alive and be okay? And
I said, in history?
In history. I said 1978, probably. I'm barely staying alive in Clayton right now.
Your life is so hard.
I know.
I can't, just every time you...
My mom wants to get me a life alert.
Every time you tell me about your difficulties,
no,
I just
but
think,
it's not a difficulty like my life is hard. It's I'm incompetent.
Uh-huh.
My life is
That's
easy.
That's what I'm saying.
The point is not that life is hard. The point is I have the most cushy... Like, and when you look at all of world history and all of the billions of humans who have lived... God put me in literally one of the easiest places, the United States of America, in St. Louis County in 2025, thinking she'll be fine.
I think
she'll be able to get to Schnucks.
You know what?
She'll be okay. I can walk to a grocery store.
Amy, honestly,
I'm barely staying alive.
Honestly, I think your life would be infinitely easier if you were in certain European countries. I think you would do really well in, you know, Switzerland or Spain or something like that.
Everybody would do well in Switzerland.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but
I think that's more your life, your lifestyle.
Yes, because I like rules. I'm more of a Swiss German where it's like moderation and self-control is the key to happiness.
Let's
put on some brown trousers. If you feel sick, all you need is a good hike. And everybody, you know, if you have a beer, have one beer in moderation.
Uh-huh.
We all need some vigorous exercise. We should read more.
Yep. See, that lifestyle is more aligned with you than the American lifestyle.
You know how you recreate that lifestyle in America? You homeschool.
Okay.
That's what I did. That's what I would do. I'm just telling you. We all, the three of us, I mean, a lot of people listening, we are in the top 0.001% of humanity. Life was rough, man. It is easier for me to live now, like, I'm not making a ton of money, right? Just regular me, live now, than it was for a Rockefeller in the early 1900s. We have air conditioning. We have GPS.
The air conditioning is one of the greatest things that's ever happened.
We have phones. I don't have to wear a corset.
The two greatest inventions in history.
Yes.
Air conditioning and plumbing.
Yeah.
Plumbing is, I don't think people realize how good they have it with plumbing. You know how awful it used to be when you would just throw the bucket in the street?
And it wasn't that long ago, Ron.
And
it was Victorian England. That's
disgusting.
Why, they said that's partly why women in Victorian England always had parasols, because it would protect them from the coal ash, right, from all of the industrial mm-hmm. buildings, and from raw sewage being dumped out of the buildings.
See? Just think about having to live like that. What an incredible invention plumbing is. Oh, we should wake up every day and pray to the plumbing gods that we have plumbing.
I wouldn't do that.
We should pay tribute.
Why don't we just
pay tribute to your local plumber?
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I know there was some rudimentary plumbing in in Sumer, like 2000 BC, but what we're talking about is modern, widespread plumbing.
Oh, yeah. Where it's in a thing and you push a button and it's gone.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Incredible.
Imagine this. Imagine we have all of the, imagine we have smartphones. Imagine we have Netflix and air conditioning and comfortable athleisure.
And like no plumbing.
Right, and you have to go to an outhouse at 3 a.m. because you got a little bit of the diarrhea.
That's
and you have to go outside five times a night.
I know.
It's awful.
Here's a serious question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the smartphone, all the technology that comes along with a smartphone, or plumbing?
Plumbing.
And the answer is unequivocally plumbing. That's, don't even have to think about it.
That's why, and I just think, just in general, we are, and most of us listening, I mean, even if times are tough, even when you are, let's say you're struggling now, at least we do have plumbing or we have air conditioning or something, because, again, even the wealthy people in 1850, a lot of them didn't have plumbing.
This message from the Ripper, who's watching us on YouTube, who says people used chamber pots. They didn't have to go out at night. Yes, but then the pot is still in your house. Do you understand what we're saying?
I would like
it's
to ask Colonel Ripper, did he have to use a chamber pot?
Well,
or her. Women can be colonels too.
Yes, they can.
Do you want to hear how we're all secretly misogynist? Did it ever occur to you that Dr. Pepper might be a lady?
No. Not back then.
That's rude.
When
I
Dr.
think it
Pepper
is a lady.
Was invented?
She could be a lady.
It isn't.
Didn't you ever watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman? That was the 1800s.
That's true. Was that? But I don't think that was real life.
I think it could have been.
Was she an actual doctor?
Yes.
Did she have a medical degree?
Yes. She was a real doctor from Boston.
Oh, okay.
And she moved to the frontier where she fell in love with Sully, who was a white guy, but also kind of a Native American. I'm not really sure. Do you remember Sully?
No, I did not watch that show. I don't have any. I think it was on like Thursday nights, maybe.
314-436-7900. I think Sully respected the Native Americans or something, was like accepted by them because he was kind of like half dressed as like a cowboy and half dressed as a Native American.
Well, one of us in this room thinks it was a terrific sports weekend.
It was a great sports weekend.
One person in this room thinks it was a great sports weekend. Anybody who paid attention doesn't believe so, except for this one person in this room.
I agree with that one person. It was a great sports weekend.
We'll have that conversation when we come back. Don't forget, Matt Pauly joins us at 10:30. We'll talk about the birds. It's 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's see him with the 1-1 pitch. Nubart gets under this one. High fly ball center field. That should do it. Pete Crow Armstrong is there. He has it. This ball game has come to an end. The Cubs shut out the Cardinals 11-0.
Well, other than that, it was a great sports weekend.
It was an objectively bad sports weekend. If you're a St. Louisan, what are you talking about?
Okay, so
there's nothing good about this weekend.
Just because the Cardinals
one game
lost,
on Saturday,
Cardinals lost 2 out of 3. They lost yesterday 11-0, and just because City SC lost doesn't mean it wasn't a great sports weekend.
No, it absolutely does.
It was a great sports weekend for unpopular sports.
Okay, tell us more about that,
Any
Amy.
Of y'all watch track and field?
Nope.
No. Okay, no. First of all, you don't count. No, track.
If I said yes.
Then you would count, obviously. The pre-classic, it's a track event that brings in the best runners from all over the world. And Ronj, 2 world records were set. So Faith Kipyegon, who was the Kenyan runner, whom Nike had the try to break 4 minutes in the mile, and I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. It's not close. But she does own the record in the mile. She set the world record again in the 1500, and Beatrice Chebet broke the world record in the 5K. Ladies and gentlemen, the first woman ever to run under 14 minutes for the 5K.
Wow.
Look at this. Beatrice Chebet says, see you later. And Sagai has nothing left in the tank. Beatrice Chebet.
Screaming, crying in the family room while I watched Beatrice Chebet, the fastest woman. She ran a 5K in 13:58.
Wow.
13:58.
Wow. What does that mean?
It means she averaged 4-minute, 30-second miles for 3.1 miles.
I have never been less excited about anything entire life than
I was
that.
So excited.
Do you think that somebody who's a Cardinals fan watched that crap unfold over the weekend?
Uh-huh.
And then thought, well, at least this race went this way, so I feel okay.
No, I think most people don't even know what happened.
Exactly.
But that's why it was so amazing, because the few people who do follow track know what a huge deal it is. Unbelievable. Also, I watched a lot of tennis. Wimbledon, Ronj. Remember Wimbledon? The All England Club?
I know Wimbledon. I used to love Wimbledon when I was a kid.
He's a sellout.
How am I sellout? I just fell out of love with tennis. We were friends
because like he liked tennis and I liked tennis and we would talk about tennis and then suddenly he hates tennis.
I don't hate it.
I think you hate it because I like it.
I know.
Yes,
Amy,
you do.
I don't hate it. I'm just not as interested as I used to be.
Well, it was, I don't know what was going on, but I was like watching these sports and there are these big matches with Alcaraz and Sabalenka, the female player from Russia. Absolutely insane. Just incredible tennis matches. And you know what else I watched? Golf.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was the John Deere Classic.
Here's what I know.
Nobody was in it because they're all in Scotland for the Scottish Open.
Well, back to Wimbledon. Here's what I know about Wimbledon from the weekend. Yeah. I know Glenn Powell was there. I know Andrew Garfield was there. I saw videos of them in the stands. That's all I know.
Just so people know, Glenn Powell is the guy that was kind of like Iceman in Top Gun Maverick. He was Hangman.
Yes. Who may or may not have a thing with Sydney Sweeney, but we're not sure.
Sydney Sweeney may or may not have a thing with Tom Brady now.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I think she has a thing with anyone and everyone.
Well, I don't know about
me.
What?
I don't think you know what to do with yourself.
I would not know what to do with myself either, no.
If she showed even the slightest bit of interest in you.
It would just be me apologizing for everything. I don't know why.
I had a moment years ago, which I'm like, is this how guys feel when they have to ask out a really pretty girl or when they're nervous in front of a pretty girl?
Well, here's the thing. Here's a trick. You don't have to do anything.
Well, sorry. When they're trying to. Like okay, when Matt talks about like being nervous, I'm like, whatever, just ask her out. But I had a little bit of a glimpse of what it felt like one time. I ran a 5K. I think it was the 4th of July. I ran a 5K and, you know, I take running pretty seriously. And I was this girl beat me. I came in second and she beat me. And when I walked up to her, you know, because you usually say like, good job, right? She was just like gorgeous. I'm like, oh, man, like this girl is fast and she's gorgeous. I feel like a loser. And she said, she's like, oh, man, no, I'm just glad it went well. I haven't been running that much because I've been on a boat for 9 months. I'm like, you've been on a boat for 9 months. And she's like, yeah, I'm in the Navy. I fly the F-18. Mm. And suddenly I thought, what? What do I do? Like, I was so in awe of her. I was so in love with like who she, you know, like was, like that whole persona of being an F-18 fighter pilot, this like gorgeous woman who's a fast runner. And I just thought, I was so intimidated and awestruck. I'm like, what do I do now? Do I ask for a number? Do I ask her to be my friend? And I thought, this is how guys must feel when they ask out girls, because I felt so intimidated by her and I wanted to be her friend.
Are you friends?
No.
You didn't ask?
I think I got her number though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I forgot why. I think I was going to interview her for something.
Can I have it?
No, because I can't find it. And if I could find it, I wouldn't introduce you. I think her name was Jen, maybe.
Oh, I'll go through your phone.
She was so cool. But I was just, you know, when someone is cool and then everything they keep piling on and you just feel like, how are you even real? It was pretty awesome.
I think that I would just like to go through your phone, all of your contacts, and call every Jen just to see if I can reach her.
Well,
is this the pilot? Nope, I mean, hang up. Is this the pilot?
Bad news. This was probably 20 years ago.
Ah, dude. Dude.
Like, I hate to break it to you, but...
You have never come through for me on anything.
Well, but some of that's intentional.
I do think this past weekend, super disappointing. Like, I know that some of us kind of went into the series against the Cubs and felt like, you know, you take... Just don't get swept. I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Tom or... I don't remember one of the people that we talked to on Gas House Gang who said, just don't get swept when you go there. Yeah, but still, when you get beat the way they got beat on Friday and then again yesterday, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
That just really, really sucks. However, the good news, there is silver linings.
Okay.
The good news is they are still just one game back of a wild card spot. So despite what happened over the weekend, the Cardinals are still kind of in it. Not kind of. They are in it. They are
in
a playoff mix.
So I asked you this morning when we got in, I said, are the Cardinals terrible? And you said, no, they're not. You know, they're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, then is it normal for middle of the road teams to have these massive swings where they win 3 in a row and then they're shut out 3 in a row, then they win, then they lose 11-0? And you said, yes.
That's kind of the way it happens sometimes.
That's just baseball?
So, yep. It can be a mediocre team can win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game, or go on streaks where they're really good for 2 weeks and then really bad for two weeks.
I feel like when they lose big now. Not at the beginning of the season. At the beginning of the season, they were in
lately,
every game.
The last couple of weeks, it has been more of a problem than it used to be, and we're going to talk about that with Matt Pauly when we come back. He is the host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and pre- and post-game coverage. Cardinals are off today. That doesn't mean we'll stop talking about them. Matt Pauly joins the show next, 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Cardinals go to Wrigley Field over the weekend, and they lose 2 of 3 to the Cubs, and so their place in the National League Central has got a little more precarious, but we will talk it over with our guy, Matt Pauly, who is the host of Sports Open Line, which you will hear tonight. Redbird Rush Hour this evening as well, 5 o'clock, that happens. And pre- and post-game coverage tomorrow when the Cardinals are back at it against Washington. Matt Pauly, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing okay. So 2 of 3, that's what, they dropped 2 of 3. I don't recall if it was you or Ackerman talking to last weekend who said, don't get swept, you know? How are you feeling about the way that series went after a blowout yesterday and really one on Friday, too?
Terrible. Terrible. You lose one game 11-3 and another game 11-0. The second game was awesome. Don't get me wrong. It was, and I think it probably was Tom that said that. I don't think I said it, but he's like, just don't get swept. That's absolutely right. But I think you also have to look at how the games went down. And you're talking about a team right now that gave up 11 runs in two of the last three games, that have been shut out in four of the last six. There are some issues at a pivotal moment of the season, with us just a few weeks away from the trade deadline. Now, it's not all bad. Like, I'm not trying to, the sky's not falling here. They're in a really tough spot when it comes to the Central, but I mean, they're still right there. They're one game out of a playoff spot right now. If they can find a way to kind of turn things around, they've still got a lot to play for, but they got to figure out the offense. They got to figure out Eric Fetty. They got to figure out Miles Michaelis. There's a lot of figuring out to do right now.
Yeah. Along those lines, Matt, I know a lot of people concerned about Eric Fetty. Ollie Marmol took him out after, what, an inning and a half yesterday?
Inning and two-thirds, yeah.
Inning and two-thirds, which I think is good that they went ahead and made that call. But what do you make of Fetty, and how do the issues with Fetty or Michaelis play into McGreevy maybe finally getting a spot?
Yeah, I don't think Fetty makes his next start. And I feel like they almost said that in the postgame yesterday when you listened to what Oliver Marmol had to say. They said they'll reevaluate today, but they also said they can't keep going down this same path. So, and John Mozeliak yesterday with Tom on Sports on a Sunday Morning mentioned the fact that Michael McGreevy is lurking. So I think at the bare minimum, I think we'll find out tomorrow that Eric Fetty's out of the rotation for the time being. I don't know if that means they find an injury and get him on the injured list. I don't know if that means they send him to the bullpen. I don't know if what it means, but I would be beyond shocked if Eric Fetty makes his next start. And then the next question is, are there more dramatic moves to be made? Do they do something with Miles Michaelis when they're doing that, and maybe pull Steven Matz back out of the bullpen and insert McGreevy and Matz into the rotation and do something there? I'm not a knee-jerk reaction guy. I think over 162 games, a lot of times you do need to like sit back and let things play out. But they've played out here a little bit where, again, Fetty's not going to make that next start, and I'm just curious to see if there's going to be changes beyond that.
Yeah, so I don't know how I'd feel about Matz moving from the bullpen. I know he has started games, but at this point of the season, more than halfway through, I don't know if I want them to touch the bullpen in that way. It's one thing that does seem to be working for them for the most part. So would you be comfortable with that?
I would, because it's easier to replace his spot in the bullpen than it is to find a new starting pitcher. That's not me. I understand where you're coming from, Ron. You're right. Like what Steven Matz has done out of the bullpen this year has been incredible. And if you remove him, and he's been healthy too, that's the other side of this. He's never been healthy in his career. So you've got all these things that are going in the right direction for Steven Matz for the first time in his tenure with the Cardinals. So it sounds a little wacky to maybe change that up. But you can't have starting pitchers who just are not giving your team a chance to win. And beyond Michael McGreevy, there's not really an option. So if they can go out and find another starting pitcher as a way to keep Matz in the bullpen, sure, that's fine. But it seems a lot easier to replace Matz in the bullpen than to do sign of the rotation. Again, that's if Michaelis comes out. There's no guarantee. As sure as I am that Fetty's not going to make his next start, I'm still a little bit up in the air and curious to see what they're going to do with Michaelis.
But also, with as it pertains to Matz, I mean, how many starts does he need before he's stretched out where he can give you some innings? Because he hasn't thrown more than, what, two in like 2 months? So how do they play that?
Yeah, I think he would be so. You know, to your point, he's given you an inning and two thirds. The last time he went more than two innings was back on May 20th. So you're right. He has not thrown a ton of pitches. So he's thrown in the 30s generally. That's his average outing right now is in the 30s. Threw close to 40 back on June 21st. You can probably push him if he started a game this week. You could probably push him to 60, 65. The next start after that, you're probably into 80, 85, and then after that, he's stretched out. So it's probably a three-start process to get him all the way where it might be a four, five, six sort of thing.
Matt Pauly with us here on KMOX tonight. Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour before that at 5 o'clock. So plenty of Cardinals talk will happen tonight. And this team has just not been scoring runs. I mean, I know they got the win on Saturday, but in the other 2 days, outscored by quite a bit. Yeah. And we've seen them now get shut out. What is it, 6 times over the course of a couple of weeks? And that's not something that usually happened to them, especially not early in the year. But now, Matt, they're just not doing it regularly enough.
Did you see what happened to the Pirates, by the way?
No.
The Pirates just went into Seattle and got shut out straight games.
After shutting out the Cardinals in three straight games.
So the Cardinals got shut out by the Pirates in 3 straight games, and you're thinking, okay, Pirates are on a roll, they're just going to keep doing this. And then the moment that series ends, they go to Seattle and they lose 6-0, 1-0, 1-0. So that makes that series against Pittsburgh, I think, look that much more startling. Like, two things can be true here. The first thing is, this is a banged-up group. The players who are in the lineup are banged up, and players who are not playing are banged up as well, and that absolutely is impacting the offense. That's not an excuse. That's a reason for what's leading to some of these things. But the other thing that can be true is this team is not, even with the players that are in the lineup, this team is underachieving right now from a run scoring and an offensive standpoint. They need to score more runs, this is something that needs to be fixed. You can't wait for Nolan Arenado's shoulder to get better. You can't wait for Ivan Herrera to be back in the lineup. You can't wait for any of these things. I know Alec Burleson is another guy who's fighting some stuff. There's a lot of guys who are fighting things, but that's part of playing 162 games, and it's July 7th, and we're a week out from the All-Star break. All these things play into it. But they got to score more runs, and hopefully they're able to do that against a national team that's not very good. But the scary thing about that is the Nationals just make a managerial change, and we all know that anytime you make a change like that in the season, there tends to be a little bit above a bump right away. So I'm not a big fan of the fact that the Nationals decided to move on from Martinez yesterday.
So do you think that what we've seen offensively from them is just a couple of weeks fluke, or is this a sign of something bigger?
I think it's part of who they are, because they are a very young team with a bunch of guys who don't have established track records, and that puts the if all of a sudden a bunch of guys go into a slump at the same time, it looks like what it looks like right now. That being said, even as bad as it looked offensively, I mean, getting shut out in 4 of 6 games, that doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. Even with that being said, I feel better about who the club is offensively, and I feel more confident about this team getting out of it from a run scoring standpoint than I feel about their pitching issues. I am much more concerned about Eric Fetty and Miles Michaelis than I am about who they are offensively.
All right, Matt, I want to get your opinion on something, because I know the smart thing to do is to listen to Cardinals baseball on KMOX. I was watching the Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, and Mason Wynn was mic'd up, and, you know, where the broadcasters are talking to Wynn while play is going on, which is still super weird to me. It's still weird that they can talk to players and then the players might have to say, oh, hold on, I gotta make a catch or whatever it is. But the Cardinals were getting pummeled. They were down 5-0, 6-0, 7-0 during the inning that Wynn was mic'd up, and the broadcasters would kind of joke around with Wynn, and then the Cubs would score, and then they'd joke around with Wynn, and it was really weird to me. Maybe I'm just not used to it, but it was weird to see a broadcaster's kind of joking with a player while he's on the field and just run after run being scored against them.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch that. I always do the radio overlay on top of it when I'm watching games at home. So I was listening to John and Ricky when that was going on. So I wasn't locked into that to that moment. I can see where you're coming from for sure. I think from a big picture standpoint, I love the fact that baseball is doing that, because baseball has a problem with showcasing their stars and people knowing who these guys are from a personal standpoint. So to be able to do that on Sunday Night Baseball and for fans mm-hmm. to see these players a little bit more, I think is really important for growing the game. But you're right. Like if things are just going terrible in the inning, it yeah. might be time to say, hey, Mason, thanks. We'll get back to you later.
Because the inning wouldn't end. Mason even said at one point, wow, I'm going to get to know you guys really well this inning. like it just kept going. And then, you know, even 5-0 might be something that you can come back from. But once it hit 8-0, I'm like, maybe they should, like you said, say, we'll get back to you. You've got to take care of this. I also don't know how they're able to concentrate on two things at once, because baseball, you have to constantly have your eye on like the base runners and what play you're making next and be ready to catch. I don't know how they talk and play the game.
They're good. They're good at stuff.
They are good.
They are able to multitask in so many. I think I remember I was when I was in Milwaukee, I was doing a radio show with a Brewers player who was very popular at the time. And he was mobbed by people wanting autographs and pictures. And he sat there and probably signed 100 autographs and probably took 30 photos. And if you were listening to it, mm-hmm. you would have never known this was going on, because he was sitting there completely locked in to the interview that we were doing at the same time. So there is something about high-level athletes and being yeah. able to multitask and do things. It's just athletes in general who are at that level. It's amazing the things that they can do.
Can I say last quick question? One, I think ESPN did a good job with the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. I thought it was pretty engaging with the little profiles they had on the players. But the Cubs, Suzuki hit his, 76th RBI, which is the league lead. He's not the All-Star game. One, should he be in the All-Star game? And two, 76 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he should definitely. And he's got 25 home runs. It's, he should be an All-Star. I've got no problem saying that. Part of the problem is every team has to be represented, and I love that, but I dislike it all at the same time, where you always have guys who are deserving of being All-Stars who are not. So happy for Brendan Donovan, by the way. He absolutely deserves to be an All-Star. Excited for him, but Seiya Suzuki's having a heck of a season.
Also, back to Mason Wynn for just a moment. Following along on Twitter while the game was going on, I thought it was interesting the amount of Cubs fans that I saw who were like, man, I like this guy. I really hate the fact he's on the Cardinals. They just really liked him, that he came off really well during that time that he was mic'd up.
That's good.
That's interesting. Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's really cool.
Matt Pauly tonight, Sports Open Line. Before that, Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so you got me from 5 to 8 tonight, and we can drown in our sorrows together.
Have a nice time, Matt.
Thank you.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
5 o'clock, Redbird Rush Hour. Sports Open Line, 6 o'clock until 8. Certainly there will be plenty of Cardinals talk tonight on 104.1 FM KMOX. Do you know who this band is?
I do. It is the entire Collection of Souls.
It is. Collective Soul. Collective Soul is performing live with Live, the band. There's a band called Live.
That's what it is.
And we will be giving away tickets before the show is over. You got to be listening for your chance to win. They're performing at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 17th. And we'll have a pair of tickets to give away. Also, can't tell you who, but there's a different something we're giving away tickets for starting tomorrow. Can't tell you who. You have to be listening for your chance to win.
They told me who.
Yes, they did. You just don't read your emails.
I'm looking. I don't see the email. At any rate, I know we talked about this before, but Live has to be probably one of the more confusing names for
a band.
It's
a very confusing band name, and I wish they hadn't done it.
It's kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was Collective Soul
Live. Which it is, but it's also Collective Soul and Live. I don't like that either.
So when you say live in concert, it's the band Live.
Right. So
why would you do that?
I don't know.
That would be like if we named the show Breaking News.
Breaking News on Breaking
and
News.
And we've got Breaking news. What is it? No, no, no.
I don't know, man.
It's just the show.
You're not wrong about that.
It's a real who's on first situation.
Super confusing.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
I don't know. But whatever.
Maybe.
We do have tickets to give away, and we're going to do it all week long, and it will happen before the show is over today.
How do you know the band name is not Live?
It isn't.
How do you know?
Because I've seen them before. Not live. I haven't seen live. See, it just happened.
So wait, what have you seen?
I've seen live in performances on television, and they call them live.
But it could be a mistake.
It isn't a mistake.
Remember in it that thing you do, they were the Wonders, but everyone called them the Oneaters.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I haven't seen the movie. Is that the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But anyway.
And Liv Tyler.
Her name is Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Like the golf
the band.
Tour. Right. So anyway, we do have tickets to give away. And then I can't wait to tell you about the tickets we're giving away starting tomorrow.
I know. I can't wait to find out either. I got to look at my emails.
Read your emails, would you?
I can't find it.
It's probably best you didn't, because you would probably slip up and say something when you're not supposed
to. Maybe not. You know what? So I visited my parents this weekend on Sunday. Yesterday, I visited my parents. And they prefer cable/DirecTV, right? Mm-hmm. They like DirecTV. I know Matt likes to channel surf because I have YouTube TV, and then you have Netflix and Disney Plus, and I mean, you just have to log in and log out. And so it's a pain. It's a hassle if you're watching a baseball game or a hockey game, and then you want to check on something else that's on YouTube TV. You have to get out of FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, go somewhere else. But my parents have DirecTV. And what I love about cable and channel surfing is that you end up doing things you would never do if you didn't have DirecTV. For instance, my parents have watched Crocodile Dundee once a week for the past month because it's just on. Those cable channels play the same movies over and over again. And when my dad's channel surfing, he'll end up on a show. So yesterday, Crocodile Dundee was on. I said, oh, well, we could watch this. My mom said, no, we already watched it. My dad said, yeah, we watched it like multiple times. Or you do something like, every Sunday, you watch Blazing Saddles. I saw Blazing Saddles again yesterday because it was on. And I just, you would never go to Netflix and say, like Matt said, let's find Blazing Saddles. Oh, good. It's still on Netflix. Let's watch it again.
Well, now, you do get the sensation a little bit of channel surfing on Netflix because they have the automatic videos that start, you know, how the like a preview from the movie will just start playing when you have it highlighted.
Oh,
so it's almost like surfing because you got to move on to the next thing to stop watching it.
But it's not, you're not reading the titles and like scrolling through, or if you hold the button down, it scrolls through the channels really fast.
Yeah.
And you press the last button to get to the last channel.
Oh, I love that. I love the last
button.
And then
I memorize a third channel's number. That way I can like flip back and forth between three channels.
Yes. Because sometimes channels are consecutive. Like two of the Hallmark channels are next to each other in the 300s, but Hallmark Movies and Mysteries is in the 500s.
Which I hate, by the way. Why would they do that?
I know. Why do they do that? So you've got to remember, like, 565 is Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Because Hallmark Movies and Mysteries came out later, and there was no space in the 300, so they had to move them to the 500s.
Look at this guy. He knows how it works. That makes so much sense.
Right.
But I like, you know, I like being able to channel surf, and then, like you said, the back button is the greatest button.
What if you're watching a show on Netflix and want to flip back and forth to a show on Hulu?
Ugh.
I hit the home button.
Yes,
that is okay. So
yes, it's the worst.
That is, I know smart TVs try to make that a little easier with their main menus, but it's still not easy.
Well, that's what I was saying with, so technically, confession, I don't have Netflix, but I do have YouTube TV and FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and switching between the hockey game and something else is a pain.
Because I like to flip during a commercial break.
Yes,
and
right.
It's only like, you know, 2 minutes long during a baseball game. So within those 2 minutes, you're taking up a lot of time just getting out of the app and into another app.
And meanwhile, someone from 100 years ago is listening to us saying, I just want plumbing.
Yeah. Plumbing. Oh, plumbing is so great.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary is in Kirkwood. Mary, what's going on? You're on KMOX.
Mary?
Hello, Mary.
Mary?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm not in Kirkwood, but I just wanted to comment on your comments on the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And bottom line is, I don't think that situation yesterday was good at all. The national news people are always totally biased. Not once was a Cardinal person who is in the All-Star game interviewed. Mason Wynn was he said he was nervous, and they didn't let him off the hook at all. He was totally unfocused when he should have been focused on the fact that they were losing that game. And he was too nice to say anything because he was afraid of all the cameras that were on him, which he came right out and said.
Oh, I think he handled it perfectly fine. I don't think he was uncomfortable with it at all. But Mary, guys know the deal, and he knows it's good for him.
But I get Mary's point for sure.
Yeah, I don't agree that it necessarily took away from anything. I did not think I would like the live in-game interviews during the regular season. They tried it out in spring training one year, and I thought, this is probably not good regular season. Yeah. But if any sport is able to handle it, I think it's baseball players. They can handle that.
Yes, like I said, but I get Mary. I was torn, half and half. Part of it was super engaging. The other part felt weird.
Well, let's get a temperature check on politics in the country. Chris Saliza, commentator, author of So What? The Daily Newsletter. Chris will join us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.